Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to my friends on the east, and good afternoon to my friends on the west. Welcome to Empire State Reptiles Live. My name is Chris, and I have the absolute honor of being your host for tonight's fine evening. Now, welcome to my new fans. I saw you guys blowing up my contact form on my website, so thank you for that. You guys really, really liked Tiki's Gecko, so we'll get to that in a second. Last week, we were unable to do a show because, Hurricane Matthew came through on the southeast, I guess you could say, and our special guest was Carolina Dragons. And they were preparing for a flood, so they were unable to make the show. However, we do have a show this week, and next week we will have John from Gecko Boa, which will be our last show of the year. So, enough with me talking. Let me introduce you to Manny and David from Tiki's Geckos. Good evening, Manny and David. How are you guys doing?
Hey, what's up, Chris? Man, we're good over here. How about yourself?
We're doing well over here. So, one question that I have thought a lot of in my contact form was, how did you get your name, Tiki's Geckos?
Well, that's actually a funny story because when I was younger, I used to, all my friends, we all used to make nicknames up for each other, and I had this shirt that the brand of the shirt was like Tiki Palooza. So one of my friends was like, you know what? I don't like David. I'm going to call you Tiki. And from just being a joke, in the neighborhood, it actually went to my school. And from the school, it went to the gym. And now it just stuck with me all my life. So that's what I named my business.
Wow. Wow. So what do you guys breed over there at Tiki's Geckos? What type of reptiles are you working with?
Yeah, we breed a little bit of everything. Some crested geckos, gargoyle geckos, lychees, blue-tongued skinks, panther chameleons. We're starting some new projects with the African fat tails.
Yeah, I mean, we have a lot of new projects coming in, but our staple right now is the crested geckos and the gargoyle geckos. But in the next coming years, man, we're planning to expand really big. We're doing really good, so I'm excited for the future.
Wow, that sounds really, really well. Oh, really, really well. Really, really good. Anyways, guys, I'm going to start this a little bit earlier than I normally do, but we only have 30 minutes today. So you guys know the call-in number for all of my new listeners out there. It is 713-955-0793. You can call in to ask David or Manny any questions that you might have regarding Tiki's Geckos or any other things. So, I want to talk to you a little bit about your crested gecko, since that is your main focus of your business. So how did you basically get into the reptile community or get into crested geckos as a whole?
Okay, so I'll go first and then Manny will tell you guys. But basically, ever since I was a little kid, I had an obsession with dinosaurs. I knew basically all the dinosaurs. I had the toys for them and everything. And all my life, I knew I wanted to work with animals. So growing up, when I moved to here to the United States, I told my parents I wanted an iguana. So my parents didn't end up getting me an iguana. They actually got me a bearded dragon.
Okay.
And that's how it just started, man. It spiraled out of control from there. You know how we get, you get one reptile and then you see another one you like,
definitely.
And then you start doing your research and, it just gets crazy from there. But that's how I got started with reptiles. And here's Manny.
And for me, it started as a little kid fishing with my grandfather in the backyard. That really started my appreciation for all animals. And then, as luck would have it, I met David in high school and he actually showed me that you could actually have reptiles. I didn't really know that as a kid. And he actually sold me my first crested gecko, and after then, it just blew up.
Wow. Wow. So, dealing with all your type of reptiles. You said that you breed fat tail geckos and a whole lot of other type of reptiles. What is your favorite out of all of them?
My favorite animals to work with are the crested geckos, but my favorite reptile to keep are probably the bearded dragons. I think they make, you know, some of the coolest pets. Like if I could only keep one reptile pet, I'd probably keep a bearded dragon.
Yeah, and my favorite definitely has to be panther chameleons. I truly believe that they're some of the most beautiful lizards in the world, and their curious personality makes them, you know, very interesting and great pets.
Yeah, definitely. So, you guys are one of the first people to get your hands, in North America, to get your hands on the specific type of crested gecko. I'm pretty sure you guys would want to talk about that more. So, can you give us a little more of an explanation on what the, I think it's the white lily crested gecko is?
Yeah, so Chris, actually we are the first people we're the first people in North America to receive lily white. There will be other breeders working with them up here, obviously, but we are the first as of now. But the lily whites are, you know how I describe it is, for those people that know of African fat-tailed geckos, it works very, very similar to the white-out gene in the African fat-tailed geckos, which is basically a co-dominant mutation. So what that means is just basically if you have one lily white crested gecko, that's all you need to produce more lily white geckos. You can pair up that lily white to an average looking gecko and you're going to get, you know, statistically speaking, about half of them are going to come out with that crazy amount of white and cream. And the lily white is just, It adds a lot of cream and white to the dorsal and the sides, like the harlequin markings of the crested gecko. Mm-hmm. And it adds, you know, the drip. And it's just, it's very unique when you see it in person. Very excited to, you know, to continue to work with this and to actually start producing them and start selling them to the public. But, I released a YouTube video on last month where I talked more about him. So if any of the listeners want to, you know, take a look at that, you're more than welcome to. And obviously you're going to see some of the animals I got there.
So let's, one question that I personally have for you. So let's say somebody wanted to start out with crested geckos and they were looking into the lily white. Do you think it's economical morph? What I mean by economical morph is the money that you put into it, will you get out of it if it's producing the same amount of lily?
Okay, yeah, so that's a good question. Well, right now, obviously, since it's a brand new morph and like any other morph in the reptile hobby, it's pricey, you know, it's up there for a crested gecko. Generally, it's going to be around $1,000 for an animal. Obviously, with time, since it's a co-dominant mutation, that price is going to go down, and it's going to be more affordable to, you know, the average keeper. It's going to take a couple years for that to happen, but the people who are, let's say, like the hobbyists, the breeders that want to get their hands on it, yes, it's definitely going to be, you know, it's going to be worth the investment because, first of all, because there's the demand for it is crazy high, and you know, every day I'm answering questions. I'm telling people I don't have them available. I'm telling people that I don't have a waiting list yet, and people are blowing me up for them. But when people actually start getting their hands in with these animals and they start breeding them, you're going to see, you know, crazier things being produced, you know, because it's not just one person producing them. Now you got to start mixing the bloodlines and all that. And, yeah, it's definitely worth it. It's very exciting, man.
So out of all the morphs that you work with crested geckos, what seems to be the most promising morph that you have right now besides the lily white?
Besides the lily white, I would say the super stripes, which is, the super stripes are, basically full pinstripes with two lateral sides, which we would call a quad stripe. And then down the dorsal, they have like a defined line going straight from the, you know, straight down the middle.
Mm-hmm.
I think those are the most promising after the lily whites. But the lily whites are obviously, you know, up there.
All right. What about you, Manny? Are you the same?
Yeah, I completely agree. And we're gonna work to add the super stripes to not only regular pinstripes, but reds and creams, and just throw it in with a whole bunch of color combinations.
Okay. So I understand that you guys do have a large YouTube channel that you work with, as well as a large Instagram channel. So how did all that come to be?
Yeah, that's honestly, man, that's persistence, that's dedication. I'm not trying to be corny, but it really is. And when we started this, you know, the first videos I have, they're very laughable. But you know, you just anything you do, you got to do it over time, and you're gonna get better. And that's how it's grown, man. We just keep the persistence is there. You know, the passion is there, so that's what drives us. So that's why it's anybody could do the you know, anybody could have an Instagram account like that or a YouTube account like that. They just got to know. Obviously, they got to be smart. They got to look into it, but they need the persistence, and that's the main thing.
And the passion.
Yeah, and the passion, of course.
Yeah, definitely. So once again, guys, that number is 713-955-0793. Now I want to talk a little bit about what will be happening with us, ESR-wise, in the next couple months. So next week will be our last show for the 2016 season / year. We will be back on January 7th of 2017 with Imperial Supergiants. Now, this comes as we are transitioning from a home studio, actually, into a real studio, I guess you can call it. But an office space, so we will still be here on Blog Talk Radio. However, we will have 45-minute shows, and it will start at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time instead of 6:30 p.m. And we're just going to have a great year. So what are you guys working with now, or what are your future plans for the next breeding season?
For us, man, we're really excited, obviously, about the lily whites. But we also got a whole bunch of, you know, the whiteouts is basically, it's a very similar thing to the lily white, but it's not as pronounced. It's not as exaggerated, I would say, but, basically it adds a whole bunch of, cream to the laterals.
Okay.
I'm excited about the whiteouts. Obviously, I have a whole bunch of pinstripes that's like my thing, man. I love the pinstripes. So we have a whole bunch of pinstripes that are coming up that we're going to breed. That's as far as the crested geckos. The gargoyle geckos, man, I cannot explain how much I've gotten into them over the last couple of years. And people are asking me so much about them, especially the reds. So we have a lot of, you know, new up-and-coming breeders. So to meet the demand for these guys, but they're just absolutely awesome, man. All the reds that come in with these geckos, and you know, some of the grow-outs that I had from previous seasons are finally going to get to breed this year, so I'm very excited about that. And the fat tails is we're going to be breeding the fat tails in 2017, which is going to be my first year breeding fat tails. So I'm excited about that. Those are my personal projects. Manny has a couple of his own as well.
Yeah, for me, the most exciting project right now has to be with Blue Tongue Skinks. You know, they're starting to blow up. You're starting to see them everywhere, and rightfully so.
Definitely.
These guys, I tell David all the time, you know, they have personalities just like bearded dragons, and they're a little bit easier to keep. And, you know, we recently got a bunch of high-end morphs, like the Sunrise Gene, and I really can't wait to start working with those guys and see what comes out.
So, given the fact that the majority of the reptiles that you do work with take a long time or longer than normal for sorry, longer than leopard geckos do, which kind of dominates the small reptile community on Instagram right now. So how do you incorporate that into your breeding plans?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Mm-hmm. Given the fact that crested geckos, given the fact that crested geckos and gargoyle geckos both take quite a long time to mature to be able to breed, how do you incorporate that into your breeding plans?
Oh, right. Well, yeah, man. I mean, it's not everything grows as fast as leopard geckos, you know? So you definitely have to give it some time. But some things that you could do to speed up the growth of the geckos is obviously feed live insects at least once a week or twice a week. And if you keep them, you know, a little bit hotter, around like 78, 80 degrees, they tend to grow quicker because they'll want to eat more. Their metabolism is going faster. So those are some of the, you know, kind of tips and tricks that you could use for getting them to grow fast. But as far as, you know, some geckos are just slow growers and you gotta let them grow in their own pace. You can't, it's not like I can inject them with steroids or anything, but you know.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. So, what was one of the craziest geckos that you've ever produced?
The craziest gecko that I've ever produced, huh? I think it's probably some of the red striped gargoyle geckos that I produced because crested geckos, the gargoyles, especially some of my holdbacks and stuff. Like, I have a lot of people like telling me, you know, that they've never seen anything like those. So I get a lot of I get noticed a lot for those specifically. But obviously the crested geckos, it's just, I don't know if I see them so much that I've kind of gotten used to them. But, you know, you have your just crazy tricolor pinstripes, the white out quad stripes, you know, all that stuff is really up there, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that is really, really true. I really do like the crested geckos that you do produce. I personally like the red, and any type of animal just brings out red is bold in nature to me.
Yeah. Yeah, and what's cool about going back to the gargoyle gecko. Hello?
All right, guys. All the people that have listened to this show before, you already know what bell that is. That is our contest of the night bell. Well, we did this contest a little bit different than normal, so you guys aren't going to be calling in unless you actually won. So, David, can you please explain to them what you are giving away tonight?
All right, yeah, so tonight I'm going to be giving away a full pinstripe crested gecko. A really nice dark and cream pinstripe, basically. So you guys are in for a treat, whoever wins this gecko.
Oh, yes, definitely. I know the people that really, really want to win this gecko. You guys have been crazy about this gecko. Anyways, so there I picked two winners. One is the main winner that I actually picked first. Well, I didn't pick it. The randomizer picked it. And then I did the randomizer again. So there are two runner-ups, so there's going to be one from Instagram, and there's going to be one from Facebook. So, our main winner, you have approximately 1 minute to call in after I call out your name, and our main winner of tonight is Sobek Goodrich from Instagram. So, Sobek, S-O-B-E-K. G-O-O-D-R-I-C-H. So, Sobek Goodrich, you are our winner of our gecko for tonight. So, give us a call at 713-955-0793 to claim your prize. If you do not, in the next minute, we will give it to the runner-up. So, I want to talk to you a little bit about your fat tail. So, why did you choose to go fat tails instead of leopard geckos?
Right.
Most people consider them kind of similar in body structure. So not definitely similar in not too similar in care, but in body structure wise. So why did you choose to go
that route? Personally, I like the fat tails better because I just like the patterns the more. I also noticed that the what's it called? The leopard gecko market right now is so kind of hard to break into. And I saw the fat tail market as something that I could go into easier. And I honestly like the Moors better, like the Zulus, the mm-hmm. Oreos, especially the A-males and the tangerine A-males. All those Moors to me are just, you know, like beautiful.
Yeah. I personally like, they seem to be more natural to me. I mean, I have nothing against the leopard geckos, but, I mean, they don't like our electric emeralds. They're so bright orange. They don't really seem natural to me. But you go into the fat-tailed geckos, they seem more natural. Like, you have your browns, your little cream sometimes. And the same way goes with the crested geckos to me in particular. All right.
Right.
So whatever your name was, I forgot your name. I'm sorry about that. Anyways, you did not call in the minute time. So I have two more runner-ups. So I'm going to go ahead and give it to our runner-up, which is Yazzie Zaltash from Facebook. Y-A-Z-Z-I-E Zaltash from Facebook. You are our runner-up winner, so the gecko is yours if you call in the next minute, 713-955-0793. Once again, that is 713-955-0793. Now, besides the reptiles that you actually breed, besides your bearded dragons, what are a couple of your favorite reptiles in the reptile community?
Oh, man, hard question. Favorite reptiles. You know what? When it comes to snakes, it has to be, what comes to mind right now is the blood pythons. I've always had a fascination for the blood pythons, and I expect to work with them in the future. But when it comes to reptiles overall, man, that's a hard question. What about you, Manny? I don't know.
Very, very tough question. I would probably have to go with something like the Fiji iguana.
Yeah.
It's always, like, captivated me since I first laid eyes on it. You know, the beautiful green. And also the New Zealand geckos also are very, very stunning animals. I'm more of a lizard guy than a snake guy personally, so that has to be why those guys are my favorites.
It's hard, man. I mean, there's so many beautiful reptiles out there. I'm sure, like, if we could keep them all, we would.
The sun gazers too.
All right. So, I don't know what got into you guys today, but you guys must not want this gecko. So, I have another trick up my sleeve. So, to make this fair, since you guys did not call, the two people that I actually picked did not call in, the first person that calls in to 713-955-0793 wins the gecko. So, start now. If you call in, you win the gecko. Anyway, so you're talking about blood pythons and how you like blood pythons. So I kind of like those too. But speaking with the crested geckos, I think there was about a year back, there was a guy that was starting to create something called the NXT. NXT. Oh, my God. My switchboard is lit up. Oh, God. All right, so I see caller 9 from 978, area code. Good evening.
Hello?
You're on Empire State Reptiles Live. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Oh, it's me, Jeffrey Soto.
Say that again.
Jeffrey Soto.
Jeffrey, can you go ahead and... I'm not sure if you're listening on your computer, but can you turn on your computer?
Yeah.
You're bringing up some feedback for us.
Yeah, I just turned it off.
All right. So, Jeffrey, where are you from?
I'm from Salem, Massachusetts.
Oh, wow. Not too far from us in New York City. So, Do you have any crested geckos or anything like that?
Yeah, I have 3 crested geckos.
Oh, wow. Sounds great. Well, I just want to congratulate you because you did actually win the pinstripe crested gecko from Kiki's Gecko. So go ahead and shoot them over a private message after you get off the phone with us, and he'll give you all the details, and you'll be able to win it. Take it home.
Wait, who do I give the private message to?
You, to me, Chris. I mean, Jeffrey, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jeffrey, you could send me a private message over, what's it called, Instagram or Facebook?
My Instagram is the Extreme G Reptiles.
All right. You got to
so
DM me, bud.
Okay,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, DM him on, all right. Have a great night. Thanks for calling in.
You too, guys.
Have a good one, bro.
Go ahead and go to...
Three people. No one came in. Someone had to call.
Good.
So you have to call, and the people didn't pick up, so they had to call, and it was 3 people.
Oh,
and it was in my name.
You're
and...
live on air. Hey, you're live on air. Good evening.
Hello?
Yes, hi, good evening. You're on Empire State Reptiles Live. How are you? All right, seems like he can't hear us. I'm going to go to 574. All right, 574. Good evening. You're live on air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Is it me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, what's up, man?
Loud and clear.
How's it going? My name's Adam from Indiana.
Oh,
what's up, Adam from Indiana?
All right. Yeah, so, Adam, you have any questions for Tiki's Geckos?
Actually, I called in for the gecko, but I didn't even know it'd be on. I think I won. let's see.
Well, you got us here live, man. So go ahead and ask us a question if you have.
All right. How long have you? I didn't hear at the beginning. How long have you been keeping crested geckos?
Oh, just before you answer my question, hold on 1 second, David. 850 and 804. I'm going to get to you guys in just 1 second after we finish up with our live call right now. So just hang on.
Yeah, man. So I've had crested geckos for about, I think, 8 years now. I've been keeping crested geckos for around 8 years now.
8 years?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
It's been a long ride. How about you?
Yeah, I bought my first one 2 years ago and got addicted to them and been buying them ever since.
Nice.
Started out with corn snakes and stuff, but I got 10.
Wow. Sounds pretty good. Yeah. All right.
Yeah,
well,
just picked up
ahead.
A Dalmatian today, but.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so I have to go ahead and get over to our another caller. So thank you for calling in.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Yeah.
Yeah, next week we have another giveaway next week. All right.
Sounds good. You guys have a good one.
You too,
right,
bro.
You too.
All right. Bye.
All right. So we're going to 850. Good evening, 850. What's your name? What's your name and where are you calling from? You're live on air.
My name's Amanda. I'm calling from Florida.
Oh, hi, Amanda. So, do you have any questions for Ms. David or Manny?
When do you guys plan on having the lily whites available?
All right, Amanda. So we're probably going to have them available sometime around the third quarter of next year. But, you know, it's going to be – I can't really say for sure right now, but that's what I have projected.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Amanda, do you have any geckos yourself?
Yeah, I have 2 crested geckos and actually an egg that I'm waiting for it to hatch. So hopefully
Wow.
Nice.
Congratulations.
Yeah, definitely. I have one more caller I'm going to take for tonight. I know my switchboard is lit up. I'm sorry, guys, but you guys waited till the last minute to call. We only have 30 seconds left on the stream. So have a good night, Amanda. I'm going to go ahead and get to my another caller.
Thank you.
Good night.
480, you're live on air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Skyler.
Hi,
I'm calling
Skyler.
From Arizona.
What's up, Skyler?
Hi.
Skyler, you can answer anything you want.
Hi. It's my 10th birthday, and I want a crested gecko.
Oh, you want a crested gecko?
It's my first one.
Well,
do you have any good advice for me?
Hello?
Well, T can give that to you.
Okay.
What was that? I'm sorry.
Yes, it's her 10th birthday. She wants a crested gecko. She wants some advice from you.
Oh, some advice? My advice would be keep it simple when you get your gecko. Don't go too crazy with the enclosure or anything like that until you kind of know that the gecko's eating and doing well. And
okay. Basically,
you know, have fun. Pick out the gecko that you really like the most. If you could see the gecko in person and handle them, see which one you like the
okay. Most.
And that's my
okay. Advice.
Okay.
Yeah,
I've been watching
you on YouTube.
Awesome. Thanks for watching.
So, Amanda, what is your favorite morph of crested geckos?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't have a favorite morph? So, were you planning on getting you
likes all
a
those.
Small? Oh, yeah. Like we all do.
Yeah.
So, once again, yeah. So thank you for calling in, Amanda,
yep.
And I hope you have an amazing day and enjoy the rest of your birthday.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, guys, so that, I guess, is show right there. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap up the show tonight. I want to thank Manny and David from Tiki's Gecko for coming on tonight. And I also want to... invite you guys back for our Crested Gecko Town Hall in February. The date has not been released yet, but it will be released soon. So once again, thank you guys for coming on. We really enjoyed you.
Thank you, Chris. Thanks for having us.
All right. Have a good night.
You too, man.
All right. That basically does it for us for tonight. Don't forget to tune in next week with... John from Gecko Boa. He will be getting down and dirty with us, talking about the leopard geckos. I know we haven't had a leopard gecko breeder on this season yet, so you guys are in for a definite treat. As next week approaches really quickly, I want to thank you guys so much from the bottom of my heart for a good welcome back and a strong welcome back. I hope next year is the best year yet that we've ever had. And for you guys tonight is actually our 30-year anniversary of doing MRC Reptiles Live. I thank you guys so much for 3 years of pure amazingness and awesomeness. I really do appreciate it. With that being said, I love you all. Yeah, brother. Reptiles safe.